Together like ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-dong, remember forever as you walk toward what you do. Hello, my name is Seth and I'm in year 5 in Mrs. Falk's class. I'd probably say that my favourite subject is science because you get to experiment with lots of ingredients and use our special science lab to work in. It's a real science lab too, which makes you feel like you're properly doing science. I really like sport as well, and our school has loads of sports to choose from, like handball and cross country. One of the other things that I really like about our school is that it's only 10 minutes away from my house, so it's really easy to get to, especially if you live in Chester.
Hi, my name is Joey and I'm in year 4. My favourite subject is probably maths, especially doing division. Our school is great because of our sports and our sports equipment. I love coming here because we are so close to many things like the park, the swimming baths and the museums in town. I actually came here from a school in Essex, and even though I felt nervous moving, my teachers and friends here made me feel really welcome, and I feel delighted that I came here.
Hi, I'm Harper, and I am in Year 6 in Mrs. Cowley's class. It's really hard to pick one thing that I like about our school, because I literally love everything. But if I had to choose, I would say I love sport and PE the most, especially running and athletics. I've been in Grosvenor Park since reception and have loved every single one of my teachers because they've taught me so much and have brought me to where I am and helped me to be ready for going to secondary school. Our school is really special because we're right in the middle of Chester and also right next to the huge park. It's also really close to my home. Our building also has lots of history and even used to be a school when it was first built. It's really big too and has a huge top floor with amazing views.
Hi, my name is Nathaniel. I come from Essex and I am in year 6 at Grosvenor Park. My favourite subject in the whole world is maths because my teacher makes it really fun and helps me when I'm not sure. I also really love music lessons because when we learn about lots of different types of music, like the music from our favourite films and TV programmes. Next year I'm going to secondary school and feel a little bit nervous, but our teachers have taken us there to help us get used to it, so I also feel really excited. I'm really excited about being in a play soon called Bugsy Malone, which is a gangster story that I got a part in and definitely think my drama lessons in school have helped me to get ready for it. If I could, I would definitely have my time here again because it's an exceptional school and I'm really going to miss it.
Hi, my name is Mr. Lee and I'm a Key Stage 2 teacher here at Grosvenor Park Academy. I'm one of the newest arrivals at the school and I have to say I've been made to feel really welcome here, not only by pupils and staff but also by parents and by the staff of other schools in the Academy Trust of which we're a part, which includes our sister school, St Martin's Academy in Hull. To be fair, this is one of the main reasons why I was keen to join Grosvenor Park. You know, the opportunity to benefit from the support, the expertise and sharing of ideas and resources from lots of other schools that you get on a day-to-day basis from being part of a trust, because it's something not all schools have, and it's definitely a brilliant way to improve standards for children, and that's exactly the case here. Greatest strengths of our school, I'd definitely say that music is a huge strength of ours. We're very fortunate here to have various members of staff with strong musical backgrounds, and so we've got the skills already in-house to place music very highly on our curriculum, which is, it's not the case in every school. And because of the strong musical culture we have, a huge number of our children opt to learn a musical instrument or to have singing coaching, and we have a large pool of peripatetic staff who visit daily as a result, and I've been really surprised actually at how skilled many of them are. Some of them have actually even worked internationally as professional musicians before going into teaching, which is, it's amazing really to help inspire the children to learn musically. We're also lucky to be one of the only primary schools within Chester city centre, and we have a close affiliation to St John's Church next to the amphitheatre, which is an absolutely stunning building. It was actually, I've recently discovered, the original cathedral of Chester City. It's also where we perform musically on a regular basis. In terms of strengths, we're also an extremely sporty school. And as well as our PE learning and lessons, we take part in lots of inter-school competitions through our membership of the Chester Schools Sports Association. With the help of our brand new minibus, we give the children the opportunity to take part in a wide variety of sports as well. So, of course, we have popular games like football, rugby and netball, but also we've clubs for slightly alternative sports like water polo, taekwondo and sports like fencing. So it basically gives every pupil the chance to find a sport that's for them, which is really important. We're adjacent to the City Bath too, which means we're also a strong swimming school. We're opposite Grosvenor Park itself, which we use for PE regularly, and it's an amazing resource to have on our doorstep, really. Where we are in the centre of Chester also means we can easily walk to local secondaries to use their sports facilities too, like the 2 and 3G pitches for hockey and for football. I'd also say that another definite strength of our school is our building itself, which is Merlin House on Union Street. It is an absolutely stunning Grade 2 listed building, and will have its 110th birthday later in the year, which we'll certainly be having a huge celebration for. Given also that we're a school of around 200 pupils, we're very lucky that our building is relatively huge, really, in so much as it's got 3 floors of classrooms and other teaching rooms, and many of them are in the process of being upgraded to being state-of-the-art facilities. So yes, without a doubt, this is another huge strength of ours.
Seth, let's play Lazy Days. Seth, let's just do the first 4 bars of this, 8 bars of this.
Okay.
Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm just going to sing the first verse. I'm going to sing it line at a time, and then you sing it back to me, okay?
Okay.
So we can learn through that first verse. Okay, so. Raindrops on roses.
Raindrops on roses.
And whiskers on kittens.
And whiskers on kittens.
Bright copper kettles.
Bright copper kettles.
And warm woolen mittens.
And warm woolen mittens.
Brown paper packages.
Brown paper packages.
Tied up with strings.
Tied up with strings.
These are a few.
These are a few.
Of my favourite things.
Of my favourite things.
Good. Now, when we say the word favourite, we normally say sort of favourite, don't we?
Yeah.
But we have to use all 3 syllables, favourite, because of the notes, yeah? We're singing 3 notes. So instead of favourite, it's favourite. So the middle note needs to be the same length as the other two. So just sing favourite.
Favourite.
That's it. Well done. So can we sing that verse together?
Yeah.
From rain, 2, 3, 4.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings.
These are a few of my favourite things. Well done, Alice. So I'd like you to have a go of that one on your own now. Okay. So I'm going to sing the note and count you in. Make sure you fill your lungs with air. So I'm going to count to four. Take all 4 seconds to really fill your lungs with air so you can sing it out nice and loud. Okay? Breathing in, two, three, four.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kitten. Bright cupboard kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favourite things.
Well done, really good. So next one, we've got cream-coloured ponies.
Cream-coloured ponies.
And crisp apple strudels.
And crisp apple strudels.
Doorbells and sleigh bells.
Doorbells and sleigh bells.
And schnitzel with noodles.
And schnitzel with noodles.
Now that word's a bit tricky, isn't it? Yeah. Schnitzel. That's a German word and it's a type of food, okay? So try and say that for me. Schnitzel.
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 Very good. And it's schnitzel with noodles.
Schnitzel with noodles.
Good, well done. Wild geese that fly.
Wild geese that fly.
With the moon on their wings.
With the moon on their wings.
These are a few.
These are a few.
Of my favourite things.
Of my favourite things.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Shall we try both of those verses with the music?
Yep.
Are you happy to have a go on your own?
Yeah.
Okay, right, great. So remember, I'll count you in when it's actually your turn to sing. So we've got a little bit of music first. Okay. When you hear me count two, three, four, you know to come in then. All right?
Yep. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright coloured kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favourite things. Cream coloured ponies and crisp apple strudels. Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favourite things.
Good. Well done. That was lovely, Alice. So, are you happy with those two verses?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, Thomas, let's try a little bit of Yesterday. This is a Beatles song, isn't it, by Lennon McCartney. You remember to slur these first two notes. Get la-da-da. Yeah, okay, off you go then. Okay, we could do better on the slur there. Remember, just keep the breath going and move your fingers. La, yeah. Good. Okay, separate those. Bum bum. Rest. Good. No, okay, we need these slurry better. Da 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 da. Keep it moving there. Good. Okay.
Well done.
Okay, Oliver. So, we're going to start by playing through the beginning section of Human by Rag and Bone Man. Okay? This is the piece we looked at last week. Yeah. So, can you start from the beginning and go as far as you can?
Okay.
Done. We'll stop there. Brilliant. Now, on our sheet music, it doesn't tell us if our hi-hat should be open or closed, does it?
Yeah.
So, should they be open or closed?
Closed.
They should. So if it doesn't tell us either way, they're always closed.
Okay. Okay?
So, can you just play that again, but this time, close the hi-hats.
Okay.
Brilliant stuff there. Excellent. Well done. Okay. Sounding good. Now, let's look at the next section here, bar 21.
Okay.
Okay. First off, just start by playing that for me and then we'll talk about it. See if you can do that.
Okay.
Stop there. Brilliant. Now have a look again. How many hi-hats are between each bass and snare drum?
Two.
So therefore we need two of them in between, don't we? Whereas we only had one in between that time, didn't we? So try that section again for me.
Okay. So what do I do?
How would you count that bar?
One and a two and a three and a four and a...
Brilliant. Okay. So don't forget to close your hi-hats again and try that again for me.
Okay. I got it wrong already.
That's okay, don't worry. Try again.
So one and a two and a...
That's it. One and a two and a three and a four and okay. Brilliant. Well done. Really okay. Well done. All right.
Okay.
Happy with that?
Yeah.
Right. Now let's put it all together, shall we?
Hi, my name's Joe Price. I'm very proud to be the head of school at Grosvenor Park Academy. Grosvenor Park was recently taken over by Northwest Academy Trust in December last year. It's a beautiful old grammar building. It's set on three floors. It's tucked away in the city and it's opposite Grosvenor Park. And we're really fortunate that we have Chester as our playground and the children can get out and about on a regular basis. Those who are familiar with Northwest Academies will be familiar that Grosvenor Park is a sister school to St Martin's in Hoole and to Delamere Academy as well. And as part of that school and part of that trust, we are forward thinking and we aim for the highest possible standards for every child within our school. Learning is engaging and that's really important. It has to be memorable. The children need to want to learn, they need to want to know and inquire more. And we do that through a variety of ways, but our curriculum is really important and it's built on music and sport, art, the languages and so much more. It makes children want to inquire about the world that they live in, but also it produces children who want to learn for the rest of their lives. And what more can we say? That's what we want. Grosvenor Park's a really special place to come to. Station, Chester's D106.3.